This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WNYC Studios is supported by the community of writers, presenting live online short courses in the Writers Annex. Upcoming in 2024, Sylvia Plath, James Joyce's Ulysses, and Emily Dickinson. Instructors include Victoria Chang, Robert Haas, Brenda Hillman, Peter Orner, and Matthew Zapruder. Learn more at communityofwriters.org.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Carrie Batten writes about a lot of things for The New Yorker, but she's first and foremost a music critic, a pop critic. Now, I try to keep up on today's music. I usually have Rap Caviar going on Spotify in the afternoon, but apparently my reputation doesn't reflect just how very cool I am.
I'm not playing any Bruce Springsteen for you.
All right, Mike, come on. That was very unfeeling and mean of
I'm
you.
I'm sorry.
Bruce Springsteen, boy. I don't even know who you're talking about. Yeah. So I brushed off my dignity and got some suggestions from Carrie Batten. Tell me what I should be listening to. What's the first one?
So what we have here is a song called Low Life by a woman slash girl slash entertainer named Poppy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What were all those slashes there?
So Poppy takes a little bit of explaining, and I would suggest anyone who hasn't heard of her to read about her and watch her videos, because she's sort of a meta pop star. She has developed this character that she never breaks, where she's kind of doll-like and very plastic and stiff. And it's sort of supposed to be a commentary on, you know, Instagram celebrity or internet celebrity, and also a comment on the artifice of pop stardom.
And what's the song?
So the song is called Low Life, which may or may not be a play on the fact that The Weeknd had a number one song called Low Life around the same time. And so all of her songs are sort of references to other songs. She really likes to play with people's perceptions.
Old suitcase, clean getaway. I'm the one who takes the blame again. New day, but the same lines are like a victim of the dollar signs. All these years on my own.
Do you remember that those Gwen Stefani songs from the early 2000s? It's very reminiscent of that to me.
It's like a Bob Marley beat with the Andrews Sisters.
Right, right.
Okay, so who do we have next?
Well, I think it was interesting. You made a remark about the sort of reggae undertones of that song, because I have another artist on this list who is a bit more authentic Afro-Caribbean
style. Than Poppy.
Right, than Poppy, yeah. So this guy is a DJ, producer, and singer from South London, but he has roots in the Ivory Coast, and his name is Afro B. What he calls his music is something called Afro-Wave, and it is sort of a good way to describe a lot of the conversations that are happening right now between West Africa, the Caribbean, London, America, and it's sort of like this blend of hip-hop, R&B in American styles with traditional West African music, with reggae, dancehall, electronic music. And this song is called Joanna.
Joanna, your busy body, busy tonight. Joanna, making on the dummy tonight. Your busy body giving me life, oh, hey life, hey. Why you do me like Joanna,
Is this a big club hit?
No, not yet. It's
you're plucking it from the underground.
Yeah, it's one that I would like to be a big club hit at some point, just because it's such an earworm. I find it to be very infectious.
Joanna, Joanna, ay, ay, ay. Hey, how you gonna pay me?
So I have to ask you this. How do you go about finding new music? It can't be purely random. It's word of mouth. Somebody's telling you about it. You're trading information with other people. How does it work?
Yeah, this I actually found. I'm a big fan of the website OK Africa, which covers African music, art, dance, etc. And they do a really good job of kind of curating new, interesting artists from either the UK or Africa.
Is the place for me to go find Afrobeat on YouTube or where?
You can find him, and he's big enough at this point that you can find him on SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify.
All right, what's next?
So Sade returns to the spotlight for the first time in 7 years.
She never left my heart.
Yeah, right. I don't think she left any of our hearts, but she's a person who really exemplifies the idea that distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Okay, my understanding about Sade is that she's periodically missing in action completely. Do we have any idea for sure why that is?
No idea for sure. There's a lot of speculation about her personal life, but she's not someone who generally confirms or denies what's happening. Doesn't, you know, show up in public, has no social media.
Let's hear it.
This is Sade. It's called Flower of the Universe, and it appears in Ava DuVernay's adaptation of A Wrinkle in Time.
They come to see a fire burning in your heart.
You know, she does this thing, she's always done it, where she doubles her own voice and harmonizes at the end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
It's very characteristic of her.
There's love.
So what do you think? Are we going to see her on the stage at the Oscars next year singing this song?
I don't think so. I think she's going to slip back into the depths of obscurity pretty much instantly.
That's her way, huh?
Yeah, that's her way. And apparently Ava DuVernay reached out to her just sort of on a lark and said, you know, I'll give it a shot, but no expectations, and was totally blown away that she responded and said, yes, I'll do that.
Who wrote the song?
She did, yeah.
Well, Carrie, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for
having
me.
It's great to hear some new things and also to hear some familiar things.
When you sleep, softly the angels come.
That's Sade's Flower of the Universe, from the soundtrack to A Wrinkle in Time. I spoke with The New Yorker's Carrie Batten. You can find her writing about music and so much else at newyorker.com.